We talked about the buffalo, but the prairie life there. My notes are 41 mammal species, 210 bird species, 56 species of reptiles and amphibians, 23 fish species, butterflies, dragonflies. You concur?
Oh, yes. It's a very robust, widely developed ecosystem.
And trees. You do have trees.
We talked about
it could have been a forest, but you still have trees. What species of trees might you have there?
It depends on the soil type and it depends on the landform. Two common trees are post oak and blackjack oak. Those will not grow on limestone-based soils. You'll only find them on sandstone-based soils. You generally only find them on the hilltops or the ridges. In the bottomlands, you'll have everything from Schumard oak to different types of red oak. You'll have ash, hickory. You'll find hickory on the hilltops as well sometimes. Elm, cottonwood, willow, redbud. We have a lot of redbud trees. Hackberry, I mean, a very well-developed forest.
We're all taken with the color of the plant life, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And as a photographer, this must be a wonderful challenge, and I've seen your work, and you're able to capture that. That must be very satisfying.
It's hard work.
Why is it hard work?
Well, you always want to portray whatever you're photographing in the best light you can. Sometimes the prairie itself will turn kind of a bronze color or red. I've seen grasses do that. Besides the plants like sumac that get so colorful sometimes. Every year is different, depending on the rainfall and when you get it and the weather. So as a photographer, you spend a lot more time looking for photo opportunities than you actually do taking the photo. You'll scope out an area and think, well, in 2 weeks, it'll be like this, and I'll come back here in 2 weeks. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. But you spend a lot more time searching for a good photo opportunity than you do capitalizing on it. And the same with bison. You know, who wants to see a buffalo laying down on the prairie sleeping? You try to capture them when there's some action.
Tell them about your wounded rabbit thing that you use on coyotes and bobcats.
Well, use a predator call to try to call in coyotes or bobcats. They're not dumb. They don't fall for that very often.
You're sitting in a blind like a hunter would be?
Well, I've done that too, but a lot of times I'll just be hiding in grass or up against a tree. One time, the lens weighed 16 pounds, big telephoto lens, without the camera on it, weighed 16 pounds. Then you got a tripod, and I walked several miles across the prairie trying to capture what I thought I was needing. I was in tall grass on top of a hill, and I put my hand down to sit, and I put it on a rattlesnake skin that had just shed. I thought, you know, I am braver than this. I'm not going to let that scare me. And the longer I thought about it, I thought, you know, that rattlesnake is not very far away, and I'll never see him in this tall grass. And I packed up my stuff and left. I got out of there.
He finds that the coyotes and bobcat, though, are very disappointed when they get to what they think is going to be a meal, and there's just Harvey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pretty smart.
The bison, you said, aren't skittish. How close could you get to a bison to take this picture?
Well, we don't recommend people get close to the bison. I've been seated out on the prairie and had bison come to me. Especially the younger animals are very curious, and they will come up sniffing, trying to smell you. Sometimes you can get in a situation that's dangerous. I had that happen once. A cow got pretty irritated with me. She had a young calf, and she was making some sounds that certainly indicated hostility. I was in a bad situation, so I just loaded up and left.
Supposing it's just a bull and you out there, and he sees you there. Is it his instinct to want to do harm to you?
Generally not. But you never know. They're wild animals, and their mood can change in the blink of an eye. Plus, you get interaction among animals. Sometimes two bulls will start fighting, and they can run right over everything, including you. They won't even know when they stepped on you and smashed your intestines out. They can do a lot of damage without intending to. But they're not ferocious animals. You don't feel like they're out trying to eat you. But they can hurt you without intending to.
Yeah.
And sometimes they can intend to.